It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. In Venezuela, Major League Baseball player Wilson Ramos is back home with his family after being kidnapped. Local commandos rescued him just 2 days after he was abducted. But many kidnappings in Venezuela don't end the same way. Ramos's abduction highlights the scourge of kidnappings in the country. And as NPR's Juan Ferrero reports, such crimes have shot up dramatically during President Hugo Chavez's 13 years in office.
Wilson Ramos came home to a hero's welcome, to neighbors celebrating his return. His mother wrapped her arms around him, crying how good God is. It ended happily for Ramos, a catcher for the Washington Nationals who was here to play in the Venezuelan Winter League. But it's not uncommon for hostages to die here, and the usual path to freedom involves paying a big ransom. The government's own statistics show 895 kidnappings were reported last year. That's 20 times the number recorded in Chavez's first year in office. And many Venezuelans say there's no end in sight. Manuel Heredia, president of Venezuela's Cattlemen's Association, says there was a time when kidnappings mostly took place along the border with once lawless Colombia. Now it's storekeepers, engineers, housewives, students, Heredia says. People like Alvaro Choa, a young professional in Caracas. He was carjacked and held until his parents paid a ransom.
El temor, no.
He says the kidnapping was traumatic. He couldn't be sure he'd come out alive. The kidnapping scourge is a problem for the Chavez administration. Polls show crime is a top concern for Venezuelans. So for the government, the rescue of Ramos was welcome news.
Valiente funcionarios. Nos sentimos profundamente orgullosos.
Tarek Al-Aissami, the justice minister, celebrated at a press conference what he called brave officials who risked their lives to rescue others. In Ramos's case, the rescue came with a shootout, the ballplayer recounted in an interview just minutes after he came home. There was a lot of gunfire, he said. I got under the bed, prayed, and cried. He called the rescue like something out of a movie. If it hadn't been for the authorities, Ramos says, I don't know what would have happened to me. And then he turned to well-wishers to thank them and to tell them he loved them. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Valencia, Venezuela.